hauntings. There are people who get so scared because they believe they are witnessing a paranormal event they actually have a heart attack. There are others who have been affected mentally or physically. It doesn't matter if it was a hoax or not, the damage is still the same. First, let me say the person I am going to tell you about might have had too much to drink. He got into his car and was driving along when he swore he saw a ghost who was motioning to him. He said he got so scared it resulted in his driving off the road into a ditch. The ghost turned out to be some guy who needed a ride. Getting back to reality, there are more signals in our atmosphere than ever. There have been cases where people have been picking up radio programs in their head because they were picked up by their fillings. I am not kidding about this. Scientists have admitted we are now being exposed to artificial electromagnetic fields. Some frequencies can induce changes in the nervous system. I have to wonder if this can account for some of the things people claim to see. We always were exposed to electromagnetic fields due to the solar wind hitting the atmosphere, but today it seems that the fields are stronger. I guess more research is needed in that field. Sometimes people get attached to a spirit they live with in a haunted home, at least that is what they say. I read one account where a woman said her home was haunted but not in a scary way. She said the spirit of a lady communicates with her and they have gotten to be close friends. I have heard this before in other cases. The woman had nothing to gain by saying this. She has no business interests and was not doing it to make money in any way and seemed to be quite rational. One thing seemed to be true for me, and it is she believes what she said. The truth is, if you search the internet, there are quite a few people who believe they have similar experiences. One person talks about when they were a child. They were staying with a relative and awoke in the middle of the night. The child saw a woman looking at him and jumped out of bed, but the woman disappeared. The child ran out of the room terrified and into his mother's room. The next day his mother asked him what the woman looked like and the child described her as best he could. His mother left and came back with a photo. The boy recognized it instantly. It was a photo of her mother who had died before he was born. There have been quite a few cases over the years where people claim to have been terrorized by spirits in their home. Sometimes there are even witnesses to these events, and in rare instances even police have been called and seen what was happening. On the other hand, there have been places which seem to show they are haunted, but they were busted. They had been using technology to fool people. When this happens, it is usually a place like a bar which is trying to attract those customers who want to see a supernatural event. One bar had speakers hidden in the ceiling, and other devices to scare the customers. Of all the places which claim to be haunted, the most convincing ones to me involve many witnesses or the police. The Bridgeport Poltergeist is a famous case which had many witnesses. A poltergeist is defined as a ghost or supernatural being supposedly responsible for physical disturbances such as loud noises and objects thrown around. In 1960, a happy family moved into their new home. As the poltergeist started to disturb the family, things just kept getting worse. There are those who call this the world's most haunted house. Everything seemed fine until the year 1974. Things started to move around the house and things started to break on their own. Witnesses saw this who were not family members, and even police officers witnessed it. The family was said to have a troubled daughter they had adopted. Some people believe sometimes a disturbed person can cause things to happen in a home by just unknowingly willing it. Is this true? I don't think so, but who can be sure? Even the fire department was called at times, and it is said they also witnessed the terrifying events. Even a magician investigated the case and came to the conclusion it was a true haunting. The movie Poltergeist used real skeletons in their scenes. According to an article in Vanity Fair, Jo Beth Williams, who was in the movie, met someone from the prop department and said to them it was amazing work making the skeletons. The guy replied, "We didn't make them, they were real human skeletons." She said she didn't know that at the time. Obviously, Not all hauntings are poltergeist hauntings. It is said there is one type which exhibits the same exact thing happening every time. It is like watching a film. An example of this is something which happens in the Roman catacombs. Many people who have visited there report seeing the ghostly figures of Roman soldiers marching. They just march right through and disappear every time and are oblivious to what is happening around them. They have been reported many times. On the other hand, there are hauntings where it is said the spirits interact with those around them. Sometimes they touch people, make sounds, move things and even speak. This is according to people who claim to have witnessed this and sometimes produce video as proof. It is a shame that most of the time videos can no longer be presumed to prove anything. Things have progressed so much anyone can make a video and make it look any way they want, and these hoaxes can be very hard if not impossible to detect. One of the things which is looked for in videos is insertion. Has something been added to the scene? Another thing is, can what is seen be accounted for in any other way? For example, a door opening, a chair moving and so forth. I saw one the other day was so stupid it made me laugh. It was supposed to be a spirit peeking out of a doorway, but it was obviously the guy's girlfriend.